On the Piazza della Rotunda, nestled in the heart of the Eternal City, a seemingly endless queue of international visitors wound its way around the imposing edifice of Rome's Pantheon this Monday. For the first time in its long history, the admirers of Italy's most sought-after monument will need to part with a modest sum to pass through its ancient portals, a fee of €5 per visitor. This architectural masterpiece, a vestige of the Roman Empire's grandeur, stands as an irrefutable symbol of the city's historic prestige. It is no longer freely accessible, but requires the acquisition of a ticket. However, certain demographics are exempted from this fee: minors, chaperones for school groups, and, notably, residents of Rome continue to enjoy free access. Young Europeans under the age of 25 also receive a special discount. Despite the blistering summer sun, the enthusiasm of tourists congregated on the cobbled square remained undimmed as they graciously accepted the new tariff. €5 is a trifling amount, opined Tim Witt, an American engineer, as he wiped the sweat from his brow under the noonday sun. This sentiment was echoed by Drew Yandio, an 18-year-old Australian student. "We're eager to explore this place, so we'll pay without hesitation," she affirmed, albeit acknowledging a tinge of regret for the days when the Pantheon's entry was cost-free. Displaying equal resilience, Camille Pialot, a 30-year-old French engineer, remarked, "We were aware of this impending change as we had received an email notifying us that from the 3rd of July, entry would incur a charge." He pragmatically added, "This is unlikely to deter many people, and it will generate additional revenue. The generated income will be divided between the Ministry of Culture, receiving 70%, and the Diocese of Rome, receiving 30%. The funds are primarily earmarked for the conservation and restoration of this historic gem." Until now, almost all churches in Rome, including the majestic St. Peter's Basilica nestled within the Vatican, were accessible free of charge. However, the ultra-conservative government that recently came into power advocates for the cessation of free entry to museums and historic sites for tourists, particularly those from overseas. Culture Minister Gennaro Sangiuliano defended this new policy, stating, "For an American family that spends between €10,000 and €20,000 to visit Italy, €20 for a museum ticket is well within their means." This statement came in the wake of the Uffizi Gallery in Florence's announcement of an increase in its tariffs to offset the rising costs of heating and electricity. Constructed in the 1st century BCE, the Pantheon suffered numerous fires before being entirely rebuilt under Emperor Hadrian in the early 2nd century. This singular edifice, topped by the largest dome of antiquity with a diameter of 43 meters, was converted into a church in the 7th century by Pope Boniface IV. It is now the final resting place of several kings of Italy and the renowned painter Raphael, 1483-1520. Drawing nearly 9 million visitors annually, according to the Ministry of Culture, the Pantheon outdraws both the Colosseum and the Uffizi, reinforcing its status as an undisputed gem of Italy's heritage. With AFP.